is that?
I don't know what they call them.
Everyone called Jacks.
Jacks.
Yeah. Jacks and Jennies.
Jacks and Jennies.
Yeah. Okay.
But you should have told me.
Yeah. Was there another? Did you ever hear a female called a she ass? A mule, female mule called a she ass.
No, I never did.
Okay. Was there another another type of animal that's smaller than a donkey that they used to pack? I know I've heard them like using them to pack things down into the Grand Canyon.
I don't know.
It's called a burro.
Burro. Well, that burro and a donkey are the same.
Okay,
aren't they?
That's what I was wondering if they were
I
the
think
same.
Burro and donkey is the same one.
Okay. And what's the plural of horse?
Horses.
Okay. And if you were out working and you maybe even going on a drive and you had to carry along extra horses, had a string of them together, what would you call that? Does it have a word?
I don't know whether it does or not.
Just wondered if you ever heard it called a remuda.
Yes, I've heard of, in the stories I've heard of the remudas.
Okay.
But
any
string I've ever heard of is a pack string.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would they have ever called them a cavvy?
I don't know.
Okay. And was there a name for animals that were sick, that were maybe born sickly and never got well and were kind of never really grew up to be really healthy? Well, what would people have called animals like that?
I suppose they have a name, but I don't, right off, I can't think of it.
Okay.
What would you call them?
Probably call them poor animals.
Poor animals.
would there have been a name for poor sheep? Did you have a name? Do you ever call them runts or anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay.
Sick.
Sick. Okay. And I was wondering about, I know the farm I grew up on, I can remember my grandfather calling in the cows in the evening. And what I remember the things he would use to call them in. What would people use to call cows?
Bossy is what we used to call our cows.
So you would say what? You would yell out what?
Come bossy.
Okay.
Come bossy.
Okay. Would you have anything to call sheep?
No, because it seems to me they come when they hear you close the gate.
Okay. How about horses?
I guess people can call their horses in, too, if they know how to do it.
Okay. And
call them by their name.
Call them by their name. And how about chickens? What would you say to a chickens to get chickens to come?
Chick, 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 chick.
Okay. That's exactly what we did.
Make that noise and
they come.
They know that you're going to feed them.
That's right. That's right.
Any kind of a noise.
Okay. And another funny thing that I remember from growing up, when we'd walk out into the cow pasture, my cousins and I, my grandfather would say, all right, don't, you know, he says, that's a cow pasture now. Don't step in any of that.
Manure.
Yeah.
Pancakes or something.
What were some different names that they had? We had a lot of funny names growing up.
Well, I don't know, but I sure used to get angry if we stepped in any of it.
Oh, yeah. What would they have called a cow? Cow drop, cow manure.
Dung.
I think they called it all dung.
Okay. How about sheeps? Did they have a name for sheep? Sheep manure?
Just sheep manure.
Okay. Do you ever call it raisins?
They probably.
Okay.
But a lot of people couldn't tell the difference.
Okay. Have you ever heard them, or for cows, called cow piles? Or?
Oh, yes, we've heard cow piles.
Okay.
But I just couldn't think of those names.
Yeah. Ever hear them called meadow muffins?
No, here a while back somebody said something like that about a meadow muffin.
Okay.
And that's the first time I'd ever heard of it.
Okay. You ever heard horse droppings called biscuits?
Yes.
Would people call them that?
I think so, because I've heard them called that. You know, they're kind of little. In fact, they're more like rolls than biscuits.
Okay.
We've shoveled a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, do you want to take a break?